This is the Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And here is part 7 of the Brain Song. Ah, Frog's got a frog in his throat.
Psychologically, we have developed many insights. How people are not consistent. How fragmented and subjectivity is.
I like to feel good. such an crazy plan. I shall be never more uncouth than ever more beast threat. Bedlam. Crusoe, Caliban, the common human beings will visit me in mockery and awful dread. I see it. I foresee it. I foresee it.
Neurological scan. Mm-hmm. Our brain activity and cosmic rumblings are completely normal. As far as I can tell, she's
speaking the negative side. Mentally. But I promise you, tomorrow, sweet young, I'll go a lot sooner to the negative side.
Any more freak out.
But I promise tomorrow, sweet young, will go a lot smoother.
There won't be any more freak outs. You're not a hippie, and you never were.
Tending to the dark. In the 20th century, we have almost eliminated the dark, the profusion of lights. The profusion of lights allows us freely to think that we can the outside world. Move freely in the art glass in the outside world. The night. We are at last freed from our fear. This isn't true. Of the night. Nobody leaves the interiors anymore. But this isn't true. Nobody leaves the interiors anymore.
What was in that?
Double reality.
There's a sort of psychological component
to look in mirrors as well as the physics of it.
Yet looking into it, we conceive another world, yet in some ways it's our world. If we lift up an arm moves, and somehow or other it seems to draw reality into itself, and yet at the same time remain untouchable, literally, because you can't go through the mirror.
Anthropomorphism. What that means, as far as I'm concerned, is saying lots of weird stuff that connects together at the end. And when you can get everything to connect at the end, sometimes I feel for a brief moment that you've got the meaning of life.
Yeah, I do that by writing the ends first.
Wake up! Oh, look at this place. We must have really painted the town last night. I have a pounding headache. My mouth tastes like vomit, and I don't remember a thing!
Welcome to my world.
Hey, Claire!
Now make like my pants and split.
I can't believe those pants are made entirely out of hemp.
Got it cold, got it cold. Ugly bug ball.
To the ball, to the ball.
No, 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 they're not ugly.
Bugs are ugly, 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 bugs are ugly.
No shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds.
It's disgusting.
But since you've confessed to bird slaughter, we have no choice but to peck your face off.
In this box is a flea circus. Fearless Fiona's flea circus, to be exact.
I don't like fleas that much.
Oh, but these are special. They're magical performing fleas. They performed at the Ugly Bug Ball.
In these hard times, we must all diversify to survive. And God is no exception. They usually just have the Old Testament and New Testament. But in America now, sunny, moony, loony, hairy Christmas, balding Christmas, Zen and the high motorcycle repair, Scientology, demonology, and coincidental meditation. All over the state, God is the latest broken. And a lot of it, and a lot of it, is thanks to the bomb. For in the event of nuclear Armageddon, Jesus is a hot tip, second only to Fallout. He offers great survival collateral. Nearly every stockbroker now has investment portfolios on God and his fringe benefits. An ambitious young man can't do better than get himself on the board of a thriving new religious sect that's a market leader in immortality and has a good reputation for high-quality religious experience. For the spin-offs alone of Jesus T-shirts, bumpers, God-flavored bubblegums. It is every ad man's dream to have his product
endorsed by the Almighty.
I don't work on galaxies. I don't work on these exotic things you see in the papers like black holes.
And dark matter.
Do we have room anymore for the dark?
Dark energy. Dark matter.
Dark.
The darkest moment.
I am the living embodiment of
The Sona are known to have produced mass quantities of the narcotic tetracell white.
Turning the world inside out. Turning the world upside down. Turns the world inside out.
The idea was it was going to be a worldwide revolution. He went and spent some time with Leary. He was busy talking about, you know, what the political needs of the world to society. Then they suddenly recognized the necessity to change their regime. I mean, he's a huge global apocalyptic hopes.
Drug lab?
Drug lab, drug lab, drug lab, drug lab, drug lab, drug lab, drug lab.
Easy. Stick with the plan.
In order to obtain best results, it is recommended that thou should beforehand eat 2 goats worth of butter beans.
We each day dig our graves with our teeth.
The same date, of the same month, of the same year.
You can't help but think.
I have an odd craving for the blood of a live Kolar beast. This environment must be affecting me again. And have you noticed how your boobs have started to firm up?
Apes dressed in little blue pants.
Hello.
Fox dressed as a nurse.
And you look at its eyes. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
What color eyes does it have?
The color of the Earth from space. In fact, both eyes. Our twin Earths.
Eyes like twin stars.
Hey, dude, what happened to your face?
I came here from a faraway planet. A planet ruled by a chauvinistic man-puter that was really a man-bot. Have you any idea how it feels to be a fembot living in a man-bot's man-puter's world?
There is a horror, a dragon, a dragon. Really got interesting when they loosened up and realized that they had the power. Nobody was going to stop them actually putting in semolina pilchards. Or Eleanor Rigby's for that matter. They could experiment like that and break your heart, and they could be outrageous as well, all in the same song.
One had a cascade, one whisked a tail, one tramped at a rat's pace, one howled like a snake, one like a wigwag growled obtuse and furry, one like a rattle tumbled hurry scurry.
Kind of mind-blowing, and it's really incredible. It's Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Progressing, as we all know now, to LSD. The sun coming through the waves creates light time, 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 creates light time. It's a psychodrama, part fairy tale, part religious allegory. Here is Husserlian phenomenology. Here are Jungian archetypes. Here is Jacobsonian structuralism. Here is Ezekian Lacanianism. Here is counter-hegemonic post-Gramscian Marxism. Here is the Deleuze-Guattarian anti-Oedipus. Now you decide which hermeneutic should prevail. The dream-like romantic excesses of the hippies.
I'm closing down the imagination. So that's the end of imagination. I'm just going to be a physical being now. I'm going to be thrusting and throbbing and pulsating and bulging like a physical body does. That's what I'm going to do. Imagination is gone. I'm matter. Matter incarnate. You're like a huge eagle that is about to explode. Even that's too much. Just a giant slug that rises high to the orgier of life.
No, I'm fine with the imagination now. I want to put it back in the trunk.
Oh, humans are so ridiculous. He's not even halfway through, and he's already blustering. Drunks.
One of my closest friends was a strange possessed. Always there waiting, just waiting. It's seductive. I love the angel of death as the romantics of the 19th century saw. Because it was always a woman. I love the angel of death as on the romantic 19th century star, it was a woman with seduction. You were embraced by death.
Richard Branson piloted his Recon rover into a fungal vortex and held off four waves of mindworms, saving an entire colony. We immediately purchased his identity manifests and repackaged it into the Recon rover rig character with a multitude of media campaign. Televibs, touchbooks, holo, side tours, the works. People need heroes. They don't need to know how he died, clawing his eyes out, screaming for mercy. The real story just hurt sales and dampened the spirits of our customers.
Some civilian workers got in among the research patients today and became so hysterical I felt compelled to have the nerve staple. The consequence, of course, will be another public relations nightmare. But I was severely shaken by the extent of their revulsion towards a project so vital to our survival.
It is not uncommon to see patients undergo permanent psychological trauma in the presence of the spirit before the nerve staple has even been extracted to position. Its effect on general consciousness of the culture is profound. Husbands have seen wives go in salary, and mothers their children. Dr. Zimmerman left the surface of the spirit very translucent for a reason. You can hear them in there. You can see them. It is a thing of terrible beauty.
God, from the Mount of Sinai, whose great talk show he descended, will himself, in thunder, lightning, and loud trumpets sounds, ordain them laws.
That sunny dome, those caves of ice, and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware, beware, his flashing eyes, his floating hair, weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honeydew hath fed, and drunk the milk of paradise.
The chief aim of their constitution and government is that whenever public needs permit, all citizens should be free, so far as possible, to withdraw their time and energy from the service of the body and devote themselves to the freedom and culture of the mind. For that, they think, is the real happiness of life.
My gift to industry is the genetically engineered worker, or Jinjak, specially designed for labor. The Jinjak's muscles and nerves are ideal for this task. And the cerebral cortex has been atrophied so that he can desire nothing except to perform his duties. Tyranny, you say? How can you tyrannize someone who cannot feel pain?
Red hot iron, white hot iron, cold black iron. An iron taste, iron smells, and a babble of iron sounds.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. He drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim,
and a flaming sword
which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
But there's a type of courtesy with the sacred book that it's not associated with music in that way. The debate in Islam about music stems from the power of music over human souls, and it's related to what in Platonic thought was known as the ethos theory. And that was that music actually did have a deep and profound effect on the human soul. And also the association between music and alcohol or intoxicants, which is still very much part of our modern society. There obviously in the early debate there was a very clear distinction between sacred and profane sounds. Do they open our soul to higher states, or do they close them to those higher states and open them to lower states? I mean, this is really at the crux of the issue.
For example, the shift between, say, the alpha frequency dominance to the theta one, you see it represented by a shift in background sounds. If you close your eyes for a tiny bit, then we have an alpha increase. Okay, the bubbling brook sound you hear now represents a dominance relative in the alpha frequency range. If the person deactivates and relaxes further and there's a relative increase in the theta frequency, this sound changes to a more quietening ocean wave sound, which if you open your eyes, that is a change of sound.
This dark existence, it's almost solid. It's almost as if you could knock against it.
How many times have you watched me play this episode?
Of our destinies, most of our behavior is governed by a cauldron of motives and emotions which we are barely conscious of.
Framed object or an object with fixed boundaries, yet looking into it we can see another world, yet in some ways it's our world. If we lift up an arm moves, and somehow or other it seems to draw reality into itself, and yet at the same time remain untouchable, literally, because you can't go through the mirror.
Anthropomorphism. What that means, as far as I'm concerned, is saying lots of weird stuff that connects together at the end. And when you can get everything to connect at the end, sometimes I feel, for a brief moment, you've got the meaning of life.
Yeah, I do that by writing the ends first.
Wake up! Look at this place. We must have really painted the town last night. I have a pounding headache. My mouth tastes like vomit, and I don't remember a thing.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, Claire!
Are made entirely out of hemp.
Bugs are ugly.
No shade, no sun, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds.
It's disgusting.
But since you confessed to bird slaughter, we have no choice but to peck your face off.
In this box is a flea circus. Fearless Fiona's flea circus, to be exact.
I don't like fleas that much.
Oh, but these are special. They're magical performing fleas. They performed at the Ugly Bug Ball.
In these hard times, we must all diversify to survive. And God is no exception. They used to be just the Old Testament and New Testament. But in America now, Sunnis, Loonies, Harry Krishna, Bowley Krishna, Zen and the Higher Cosmic Motorcycle Repair, Scientology, Demonology, and Coincidental Meditation. All over the state, God is the latest growth industry, and a lot of it is thanks to the box. For in the event of a nuclear Armageddon, Jesus is a hot tip, second only to Fallout. He offers great survival collateral. Nearly every stockbroker now has investment portfolios on God and his fringe benefits. An ambitious young man can't do better than get himself on the board, a thriving new religious sect that's a market leader in immortality, and has a good reputation for high quality religious experience. For the spin-offs alone, Jesus t-shirts, bumpers, badges, God-flavored bubblegum, it is every ad man's dream to have his product endorsed by the Almighty.
I don't work on galaxies. I don't work on these exotic things you see in the papers like black holes.
And dark matter.
Do we have room anymore for the dark?
Dark energy. Dark matter.
Spent some time with Larry, he was busy talking about, you know, once the political leaders of the world took sides.
And an odd craving for the blood of a live Kolar beast. This environment must be affecting me again. And have you noticed how your boobs have started to firm up?
Apes dressed in little blue pants. Folks dressed as a nurse.
And you look at its eyes. Yes? What color eyes does it have?
Color of the Earth from space. In fact, both eyes are twin Earths.
Eyes like twin stars.
Hey, Dee, what happened to your face?
I came here from a faraway planet. A planet ruled by a chauvinistic man-puter that was really a man-bot. Have you any idea how it feels to be a fembot living in a man-bot's man-puter's world?
There is a horrible dragon, and it eats everything. Eventually, it demands the king's daughter's daughter. The king's daughter is chained out, and down comes George, and says to the king's daughter what has happened. And she tells him how this happened. And he defeats the dragons, and he chains the dragon's daughter with the princess's belt, and she leads the dragon back to the city. And George says to the princess, the dragon rises, pagan has escaped, and converts to Christianity. He converts them all to Christianity, and then, only then, only then, does he cut off the head of the dragon. So you begin to get this view of a Christian dragon, which is a wholly negative creature who represents the dangers of sin, the dangers of paganism, who is rather like a beast of impotence. And I saw an angel come down from hell, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain on his wrist. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old slut, which was dead, bound him a thousand pounds, bound him a thousand pounds. The lyrics really got interesting when they listened up and realized that they had the power. Nobody was going to stop them actually putting in Semolina Pilchards or Ellen Rigby's for that matter. They could experiment like that and break your heart, and they could be outrageous as well, all in the same song.
One had a cast, one whisked a tail, one tramped at a rat's pace, one crawled like a snail, one like a wombat growled obtuse and furry, one like a rattle tumbled hurry scurry, one like a rattle tumbled hurry scurry.
This is kind of mind-blowing, and it's really incredible. It's Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Progressing, as we all know now, to LSD.
The sun coming through the
The waves creates light time, creates light
all over the place, like the
It's a psychodrama, part fairy tale, part religious allegory. Here is Husserlian phenomenology. Here are Jungian archetypes. Here is Jacobsonian structuralism. Here is Ezekian Lacanianism. Here is counter-hegemonic post-Grantian Marxism. Here is the Deleuze-Guattarian anti-Oedipus. Now you decide which hermeneutic you should prevail.
The dream-like romantic excesses of the hippies.
This is the Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Look out, it's the dead milkman and the thing that only eats hippies.
When the boys too loud in his chest in their tub, it was a special project for his 4-H club. But it broke loose out in the middle of the night, and now it's feeding flower children.
Spit it out!